small field below. I remember the smell. I ripped open the bag and I cracked that shell. Popped them in my mouth and cheered for my team before my boy wasn't even a gleam. Every day after school, every day after work, I'd eat from the jar like a man gone berserk. Protein packed, crunchy or smooth, this awakening's gonna be rude. Turncoat, my name is Peanut. I thought you were my friend. I thought this was forever. Now we're at an end. Sitting at the reception, little jacket and tie, we handed my boy a cookie, innocent as pie. Next thing he's gone quiet, slumped down and asleep. Took him to the doctor. Here's what he said to me. Turncoat, my name is Peanut. Nuts are not his friend. Good thing you got him tested. Here's your EpiPen. Now looking at labels and looking twice, checking his sandwich and checking his rice. Asking the waiter who calls for the manager, who calls for the owner, who calls for his lawyer. Explaining to relatives, explaining to school, explaining at parties, explaining at kids' shows, running ahead to every bloody door before he can knock and say trick or treat. Reading disclaimers at internet, not to say that a peanut may once have been somewhere in this very equipment that makes these french fries. I just move along, just move along, just move along, just move along. I remember that glass jar at grandma's house, dry roasted and smoky, that popped in my mouth. Sauce over pasta, creamy panang. Now they're gone, all I feel is a pang. You say I can sneak them when he's not around, when I'm at work or when I'm out of town. But I no longer can feel that joy. There's something that can hurt my boy. Turncoat, my name is Peanut. You threatened my flesh and blood. You were most delicious. Now your name.